The workplace is an important part of our lives, with Australian adults spending about one third of their waking hours at work. So it makes sense that employers and employees can play a major role in creating a suicide safer workplace community. Suicide Prevention Australia has released a work and suicide prevention position statement, which highlights the links between work-related stresses and suicide, as well as providing practical ideas for how workplaces can implement policies and programs to prevent suicide behaviours. We caught up with Policy and Sector Engagement Manager Jo Riley to find out more.
The Work and Suicide Prevention Position Statement is our latest policy statement, and what we try to do with these is look at the available evidence that's out there around a particular issue and make some recommendations about how suicide can be prevented in the community from that. So with this particular document on work and suicide prevention, we were interested to pursue the topic because we know that most deaths by suicide in Australia do occur amongst working age adults, but there's really very limited understanding of how many of those deaths are work related. So there's one study that suggests it could be as much as 17% that are work related. The workplace offers a real opportunity for some intervention and prevention efforts. So we believe that workplaces can play a vital role in the creation of a suicide-safe community.
To access a copy of the Work and Suicide Prevention Position Statement and to find out more about ways workplaces can promote a mentally healthy workplace and play a role in creating a suicide-safe community, visit suicidepreventionaust.org. That's suicidepreventionaust.org.
The Community Radio Suicide Prevention Project is produced with the support of the Australian Government Department of Health.